This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The big news is Ben Lively is getting Tommy John surgery and will be out 12 to 16 months. So a little bit of a downer, but given what Tanner's done, certainly what Gavin Williams has done, and even if you want to sprinkle in a bit of Luis Ortiz here recently, man, I think the top of the rotation is trending in the right direction in a way that, like, they're five games above 500 and they haven't had consistent starting pitching. You actually start getting consistent starts from at least two of those three guys, and this thing's really going to take off. That's before you even factor in John Means or Shane Bieber or anybody kind of coming back.
And they needed it at this point too. I was so impressed with Tanner Bibee last night. Like, I really do think that was the best I've ever seen Tanner Bibee pitch. And if you go through his pitch profile from last night and what he was able to do, I mean, he threw everything in the kitchen sink there. Four seamers, sweepers, changeups, cutters, sinkers, curves. How many games do you see a starting pitcher, Nick, use six different pitches with at least 10 pitches thrown of each?
I'm going to say not often.
Not often. In today's day and age, you got so many guys that are just even two pitch specialists. He threw six different pitches, at least 10 pitches for each one of them across the 96 pitches that he threw. Like, an unreal display by him. And I listened to him in the post game last night, and he's talking about how they overhauled his entire delivery in the previous 5 days. Like, he's pointing to the reasons why and some of the things that have gotten him there. I think that's wild that in 5 days you can just kind of do that and make it all work, but that's why he's a pro athlete and I'm not, just to be able to make those changes. But that was about as good as I've ever seen him. I think start to finish might be the best start I've ever seen him have.
Well, and I think if you buttress that up with Gavin Williams in the way he's been working here recently, six innings, one earned. The thing that I think eventually, it's very apparent. Tanner made it pretty apparent coming into the season. I want to be the ace. I want the ball in big moments. And that's last night's an ace performance by Tanner. Mm-hmm. But I think you mentioned the thing about overhauling his delivery. Gavin Williams has added this, it's a sinking fastball that it all of a sudden changed his pitch profile overnight. So you've got two of your best, and I don't know if it's a spoken thing. I don't know if it's unspoken. I think it's good. I think Gavin wants to be the ace, and I think Tanner wants to be the ace. And I think it's good that there's kind of an unspoken competitiveness there to be the bulldog on the staff.
Yeah, I mean, Gavin should end up winning out that battle.
Just
pure stuff. But if Tanner ends up taking it for right now, I don't hate that in the slightest bit. I mean, he really, it's very impressive. And I saw some people joking online, like, oh, yeah, Kluber's been there a week now, and all of a sudden the pitching is back. It's like, yeah, maybe there's something there. I'm not sure.
Well, and I just think, like, to me, that was always what made the Guardian staff, even, like, I don't know that everybody loved, okay, maybe they loved Trevor Bauer, but they didn't like him. But, like, having a Kluber and Bauer on the staff at the same time, and then Bauer and Clevinger and Kluber and Cookie, you know, like, that was a clear definition of who the ace was. I don't know you're going to have a clear ace between Bibee and Williams, Because I think there is something just healthy. I think both guys have. I don't know that Bybee has true ace stuff, but if you can attack like an ace, that makes up for, oh, I only have 1B stuff instead of 1A stuff.
So where I thought you were going with that is something I think is important to point out, though. The idea that, because I go back to Bauer and his time here a lot, because Clevinger just attached right to him, and they were, you know, best buddies and everything with that. But between the two
and
of them.
Look where he is now.
And we saw exactly where that all ended up. But like the two of them fed off each other in such a way, and then just being in that environment just fed off each other in such a way that I think that worked out for the betterment of both of them as far as their pitching ability was concerned. And maybe they were a little crazy about it, but you could see, I don't think it was an accident that all around that same time, and Mickey Callaway gets credit here too. Look how that turned out. But
man, anybody that worked with Trevor Bauer, they just were never the same after.
But they all had this insane desire.
I mean, Terry Francona's coaching in Cincinnati, for God's sakes.
They all just had this insane desire to be competitive with each other, but also then just be these great pitchers, and it all just kind of worked out. And so I don't know, maybe if Bybee and Gavin can kind of play off each other that way, I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
And I think when you get to... I mean, I just think it's really simple. Like, I do believe in the power of an ace or like your two best pitchers holding it down, where you know they might not win every game, but every time out, they're going to give you a chance to win. That has not been the case every single start with Tanner or Gavin yet. And I really do believe in the power of those guys unlocking their stuff at the top of the rotation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think there's a trickle-down effect, and I think you're seeing Ortiz kind of have some moments where he looks like he's locking in. Logan Allen's had some good starts as well, and so, like, That to me is where the optimism comes from. Is I don't think it's just, well, Tanner had a huge start, an ace performance against Detroit in a critically important series where that's an impossible team to stop, and you stopped them dead cold. I mean, it wasn't just Tanner. The bullpen came in, did their job. The lineup did a hell of a job last night.
Which parts of the bullpen looking much better, by the way?
My boy Angel Martinez. I mean, just squaring up on a high fastball and putting that one in the seats.
Also,
scratch
that. I don't owe Carlos Santana anything. Does Carlos Santana owe me an apology, maybe?
Well, okay.
Not an apology. A thank you card, maybe?
Okay.
Like an edible arrangement? Something along those lines?
What kind of edible would you
like? No, for the fruit kind, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the special fruit kind? You know, where they put
I'll take any edible arrangement that he wants to throw my direction.
Something lacy?
You know, I start the conversation about potentially maybe, you know, giving some of the at-bats to the younger kids. And all of a sudden, Carlos Santana has his best week of baseball.
Many people are saying that
Did I push Carlos Santana in the right direction?
At 39, would be nowhere without you. That's what a lot of people are saying right
now. Fire under his feet, maybe, potentially. Yeah. Like, oh, people are talking. They're discussing the idea that maybe you're 39-year-old. You're turning into Mark Grace now. You need that push.
This hasn't been reported, but I think it's true. Every time, it's like in The Water Boy when Bobby is visualizing, you know, all the haters' faces on the quarterback's head, and then he tackles him.
Yeah.
Same thing with Carlos Santana. The face of the baseball is your face.
Do I need to continue to maybe get on him, remind him how old he is, and how he For a while, there was just the glove, and that was it.
I think the job's done.
Job's done. Okay. All right.
I think.
You're welcome, Mac. You're welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm here to serve you.
You brought Carlos Santana back.
We woke him up out of his sleep.
Yeah. He was like
a hibernating bear.
He was like.
Just had to poke him a little bit.
Sleeping Beauty. And you were just like, you're old. And he's like, what? That's a slight synopsis. They just kind of. There was a great win yesterday. And so as great as that win is, I do think there is the multiplying effect of Bibee's going into where he's going, Williams is locking in, and what it could mean for the back half of that rotation. Because I think confidence breeds confidence, especially when you're talking about starting pitching.
Well, and it's not just them like praying and wishing that it got turned around. Like they're pointing to things, and you can see in the pitch profiles how it's changed for them. And like I always love when you work hard at something and then you see the results of it, and it just bears fruit. Like I think that's so cool for even someone like Bibee, that he doesn't have to go as crazy. He just got paid money this last year. Like he could rest for a little bit, but he wasn't playing his best, and he knew that.
216-474-0092 is the top of the rotation, giving you optimism. Should also, special shout out, we haven't said this name, Cade Smith, Bulldog last night. I mean, that was marbles.
Yeah.
That pitch, where he put it, throwing straight cheddar down the plate, like that was... That was seriously on 26 teams in baseball. Cade Smith is their closer, unquestioned closer. That's the guy that slams the door shut.
But again, even our guy Class A, man, he's back to throwing really nice too. Obviously, last night wasn't about him, but like he's back to a spot now where I trust him coming in.
I think this comes back to the point of the Guardians did start slow. They're slow compared to where they were last year. This is why I never really sweated. Like, I assumed Santana would get it going. I knew that they were going to have a runway with Class A. And I, like, at some point, you have to have faith. The pitching factor isn't just they kick out pitchers every single year that turn into being Corey Klubers, right? Or Trevor Bowers or Mike Clevenger. It's if you can get these guys healthy, if they can just stay healthy, they're going to find what works for that guy, and they're going to help him find that. There's like, if you look at it, like if you put the same pitching factor, Colorado, I was looking at this the other day, Germán Márquez, Sensatella, Freeland, they've got Feltner. They've got guys who are major league pitchers, but they don't give them the tools to help them pitch in an impossible pitching environment. The Guardians aren't in an impossible pitching environment, but if you want to talk about like the tools that the Guardians give their rotation, you're seeing it. Like, That's what happened with Tanner last night, and that's what happened with Gavin in his last start as well.
No, they're pitching great. It's a good sign to see, and then hopefully they just continue on.
Is the top of the rotation giving you optimism? And one thing is abundantly clear about the Browns and Kenny Pickett. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.